Hey, Daddy, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, buddy. How are you?
Good.
Have you heard about Barely Podcasting?
Yes.
You have? What is it about? It's a podcast done by Barely about life. It's sometimes funny, sometimes it's a rant, and it's never predictable.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yep.
It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely. And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too.
Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and we're on to episode number 14. I want to thank Charles and his son from Mostly News for that nice intro that they did. It really, I do appreciate it. Check them out at mostlynews.com. You get kind of a 10-minute, just weekly thing of news so you don't sound stupid at work. It's an excellent idea, and Charles, thank you again for making that for me. Well, I'm doing something today I have never done before, at least on this show. I'm actually using regular podcasting gear. That's right, the gear showed up 2 days ago. I have headphones, which I can now actually hear myself. I have a big microphone, and I actually have two microphones, but I don't use one at the moment, so it's like, okay, I'll just put that one off to the side. I have a nice mixer, which hopefully I'm getting kind of a warm sound. I'm not too tinny. If I am, let me know, please, so that I can fix it, because I don't want to make it too bad. But so I'm fully set up. Hopefully I can keep this making it sound halfway decent. If you hear some noises in the background, wife just threw in a load of laundry, so I have all of that. One thing I've also noticed is that this microphone is ultra sensitive. There was a lot of give that I realized I now had with the iRiver. The iRiver didn't pick up, as it wasn't definitely not as sensitive as this. So I am getting used to it. I still have a couple things I would like to get, like a shock mount and a pop filter, at least one for the microphone I'm normally going to use. There are a couple other things I'd really like to get, kind of like a nice arm crane, almost an arm crane mic stand. That would be kind of nice. So it kind of comes down and I can kind of position it in front of my mouth. But that's for another time. This week at work, we had our Bring Your Kids to Work Day. A little while ago, I had volunteered to help out with it. And I didn't know what I was going to do. There's just a lot you can do on something like that, and I didn't want to take up my whole day. I asked the person who's in charge of this, who actually sits right next to me, I said, what can I do? And she was like, I have the perfect idea of what you can do. We have a game show. You can be the host. Well, I kind of figured that's okay, because I'm kind of isolated from the kids. Even though I have my own, I'm still kind of uncomfortable around a bunch of them. I don't know why. It's kind of weird. I always have been. Kids who are younger than me, for some reason, I just have a hard time dealing with. Wow, I'm also noticing if I turn away, it gets softer. When I turn back, it gets a lot louder. Okay, so I'm going to start talking this way. But I realized that I wasn't going to have to deal with all the kids one-on-one and answer questions by being a game show host. So I even created kind of my own persona for that. And I made him kind of an egotistical, jerk almost. I created a new voice for him. I did a lot of things with just this character. And I had a lot of fun with it. But these kids, there was about 200 of them. 200 of these little kids. And they were second grade to junior high. So it was a pretty wide range. And that made it so that I had to really kind of know. I had to make jokes that could kind of hit both, which is really kind of difficult. But I'm like, I'll wing it. I get there. I do my thing, and I mean, I'm having these kids yelling answers at me, and all the questions were about what they had seen at my office that day, and, well, not my personal office, that'd be kind of a crowded cubicle, not what they had seen around my company's facilities that day, and what they had learned, and all that kind of funky stuff, and they were just yelling at me, and I mean, in a good way, because I was being like this egotistical game show host, and hey, how's it going? Yeah, that's right, every answer revolves around me. This is my DJ voice. Yeah, that's the voice I was using the whole time I was getting really into character. I was really being weird. Supposedly, everyone loved it. So I was happy with that all the parents who did stick around, they enjoyed it. People who I work with enjoyed it. They were getting a kick out of it. I got back up to my desk and they're all like, hey, Wink. Hey, Pat Sajak. But it was just one of those things where you kind of sit there and it's like, oh my God, I can't believe I actually volunteered for this. But it turned out pretty well. I did see some of the kids later on during the day and they were all like, hey, it's the game show guy. And I had to instantly flip back into the voice and say, hello, kids. Are you enjoying your day here with your mom or dad? Constantly having to do that. So that was pretty much my one whole day, was just constant flipping in and out of this character. And it was hard because I'm trying to get work done and having to flip into that. And I mean, it was a full, I changed the way I held my body and everything. I guess I started corrupting the youth of America early. The other night I had come home from work and I was checking my email on my wife's computer, which is up in the main room. My computer, I have so many wires sticking around, and now having a mixer on top of it too, I just have wires everywhere. My wife doesn't like it, so I'm stuck in the basement. I was just checking my email really easily, kind of just going through. It's like, okay, da 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 da. My little girl comes up and she's playing with me, and then she sees that mommy has a Band-Aid on and she runs over and says, mommy, Dora. Well, if she's pointing to her finger, Dora means I want a Band-Aid. My wife looks at her and says, honey, do you have an owie? She looks at her mom and says, yes. My wife goes, how did you get an owie? I mean, it's obvious there's nothing there. But my wife asks the question just to see what our little girl would do. And she's like, daddy did it. So my daughter is now turning me in for things that I haven't even done. I hope this is not a pattern. Otherwise, you're going to be reading about me, if she becomes a star, reading about me abusing her as a kid when I never did. But my wife and I got a big kick out of that. It's like, great. Now I'm being blamed for everything. This week at work, a woman who I've had the pleasure of working with for a long time, well, pretty much since I got to where I'm at, she decided that she was going to leave, and we had her kind of going away party. She's going off to a manufacturer of headphones, a big name too. And it's just like, oh man, that's sweet. And she's like, yeah, and I get a 20% discount and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, I need to keep in touch with you. We've been having multiple parties because she worked with many departments. And with me having worked so closely with her, I'm beginning to meet people that I've heard about. Well, we're at dinner the other night, and there's a bunch of us, and a lot of off-color stuff is coming up. And I kind of mentioned one thing that she had said to me once a while ago, and can't really remember what it is at the moment, but it was a little bit off-color. I mean, if you're uber-sensitive, you could take it to HR and get me in trouble. We were all having fun, and then a woman who's sitting across from me is like, hi, my name is Tina, I think her name was. I can't remember. I'm just going to call her Tina to protect the innocent. Oh, no, wait, I'm the innocent one. Yeah, that's right. I'm the innocent one. But anyway, she's like, hi, my name is, I guess, Tina, we'll call her. And she's like, well, do you know what I do? And I'm like, no, Tina, I don't know what you do. What do you do with the company? She's like, I'm the vice president of HR, human relations. I'm like, oh, my God. She looked at me, and I know it. That's why she did this. She purposely did this just to get that reaction out of me. And she's like, don't worry about it. Whatever happens here stays here. I will not bring anything up like this at work. I won't hold it against you. I'm like, gee, thank you. I don't want to be fired. So I could have lost my job, but nah, she was a real nice woman. I bumped into her the next day, and she bumped into me. She's like, watch your mouth. I'm like, no, no, you watch your mouth. You were getting worse than I was towards the end. And she's like, oh, yeah. So, hey, I got a new friend in human relations or human resources, and she's pretty high up, too. So that is always a benefit. Get to know your people in human resources, the high ones, so that you can always go to them. It's like, no, 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 let's go take this to so-and-so. Well, I've been thinking for a while. I think back, actually, to episode number 9 when I talked about, what was his name? Slater. Slater had done a review for me, and he said that if I wanted to do something, make sure it's legitimate to make me stand out a little bit. And I've been thinking, what do I want to do? Well, I kind of figured I'm going to throw in a review of a show I'm actually listening to. Something that might garner maybe a couple extra listeners, but for me, but also some of the other shows can kind of see, hey, look, this show is similar to this show, and if you like this show, you might like this other show, and something along those lines. So I figured I would do it this time, to start it on this episode. I've actually been thinking about it, I've been debating between two shows, so know which show I'm going to do next week, but I'm going to do the Wicked Good Podcast this week. It's with Steve and Maureen. They're out in Massachusetts, and they're kind of telling about their stories out there. Initially, I was worried. I was really worried because the Boston accent somehow grates on me if I hear it too long, and I'm thinking, oh man, a whole podcast where it's just that accent, I don't know if I'd be able to handle it. And that's just something with me. It's nothing against the people out there. Yeah, I know, I just probably offended everyone in Massachusetts. So I'm listening, and I went in, I'm like, oh, please do not have that accent. Please do not have that accent. Found out they're both transplants in. One's from New Jersey, and you never would have guessed it. The other one's, Steve is from New Jersey, Maureen's from California. And they're kind of talking about their life and everything up in Massachusetts, which they kind of come at it from an outsider's perspective almost. They're not traditionally from there, so they do have references back to other areas where they've lived. And they also go through and just kind of give you a history a little bit of what's going on up there, what are special days to go to places or things to do or something along those lines. And it's just overall, it's a very good podcast. I think they just finished episode number 6. That's the one I just listened to today. I finished it today. So I do know they do have episode number 6 out. Steve was talking about being at the Boston Marathon, not running in it, but he was there to kind of partake in it, which was actually pretty cool. He does have something up on his website about it. But that's, I really do recommend it. It's a very good couples cast. They have instant chemistry. You can be married to someone but just not have that on-air chemistry. These two have it, and they've had it from the get-go. Their personalities they're not overbearing. They're very much in tune with each other, which makes it just an excellent podcast to listen to. Could also be one that could easily be overlooked because it's another couples cast, and I really hope it isn't, because it's a fun one to listen to. They talk about, well, they just switched from their weird Wendy story of the week to now it's going to be weird Subway stories. I don't know how someone can have so many weird stories about one restaurant week after week, but they do. So, and they're actually pretty good. They talk a little bit about TiVo, what they've TiVo'd, also a couple video games. I'm not much of a gamer, but I do enjoy listening to kind of how these games are, so at least I kind of understand what's going on with them, at least with games. Anyway, but yeah, go check out the Wicked Good Podcast. It's at wickedgoodpodcast.com. I believe I will put up a link in the show notes. I'm going to put up a separate bar on the side that'll say, these are the shows I've reviewed and listened to them. Here's my review. It's an episode, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, check out the Wicked Good Podcast. It's actually a really good show. I think you'll really enjoy it. If you like listening to me ramble on, they're much better at it. They are actually a little bit more organized than I am at times. No, I'm the one who's unorganized there. They seem to have it pretty good. But yeah, check out the Wicked Good Podcast. Let them know that you heard about their show from me. I would appreciate it. I will let them also know that I kind of gave them a little bit of a shout out. Well, not really a little bit, probably a 5-minute one. Today, my wife kind of got a bug in her butt, I guess you can say, about, oh, we got to work outside. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to clean up. Well, they're predicting rain all day. But she's like, oh, you need to go get your hair cut, and you're going up north so you can come back down and swing down and pick up all this stuff. Yippee. Then she gives me a shopping list. This isn't a shopping list, folks. It's 3 things. No, it's actually 2. It was like mulch and a rock. Well, not a rock, but a bag of rocks. So I'm like, oh, okay, that's pretty simple. Didn't even think about reading the rest of it, kind of how much there was of each. So I go, I kind of clean out the back of my Jeep, drive up, get my hair cut. As I'm coming back down, I pull out the list. I'm like, 20 bags of mulch. 20. I'm like, holy crap. How can you do 20 bags of mulch? How am I going to fit 20 bags of mulch in my car? It's just insane. I went to the local Menards because I'm like, okay, what I can do is I can drive. I can pay for it, then I can drive in, which would be just really simple and easy to do. It didn't work out that way. This Menards is a brand new Menards, and they've changed things up from the other Menards. The only reason why you'll go in and pick something up is if you are picking up, like, paver blocks or something like that. I mean, something really, really heavy that you would probably need, like, 200 of. So I had to find a cart that could hold 20 bags of big bags of mulch. I mean, these are the ones you throw over your shoulder, and it's like, oh, my God, this thing's heavy. Well, 20 bags of it. And as I'm waiting in line, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to get the rocks. So I jumped out of line, got the rocks. And then I realized there was one piece. I have a piece of siding on my house that's been flipping off. So I needed like a $4 tool. pick that up as well. Get back into line, and then the line's moving really well. I'm like, okay, good. I'll be out of here quick. And I have this mulch precariously balanced on this cart that I got. It was a flatbed cart that I was fortunate enough to find. And I wheel it up, and when I'm like two or three people away, they change out cashiers from a real fast cashier to like the slowest person in the world. It's like, good God, why did you do that? The lady checked out five people. The woman ahead of me only had two flower things. I mean, it was just a flower, a little thing of flowers and a little vase, and that was it. Not really a vase, but like a pot with dirt in it and everything. That was it. And it took her like 5 minutes to check out. It's like, come on, please. And she gets up to me and she's going through, and instead of scanning one bag of mulch and then like hitting, say, 20 of them, she had to scan the same. I'm like, there's 20 bags. Well, first she had to count. I'm like, do you think I'm really going to say there's only 19 here? You know what I'm trying to say, that I'm trying to steal something, which I wasn't trying to do. She had to go through and count, and then like three-fourths of the way got lost. So she had to start over. And this happened three times. I'm like, good God, I could do it really quick. She took forever. And then by the time she got that, and she's like, oh, there's a different kind here. I'm like, no, that's one bag of rock. So she goes and examines every other bag that I had put on there. And it's obvious. I mean, the rock was white. The mulch is brown. No chance. I mean, there's no way I was going to be able to hide something in there. And then she goes through and starts doing the whole checkout process and brings her scanner around, finds one barcode out of all of this, just the way I had positioned them. There's only one that was exposed. And she goes through and has to scan that 20 times. And then she would do like five, and they go over. It's like, oh, da da da. It took her almost 10 minutes to get me checked out. It was just utterly ridiculous. Thinking along the lines of originally how I would be able to kind of drive in, load up the car once I had everything, I parked near the exit to the actual store, not the area where the entrance exit for the cars for the car pickup stuff. That's where I walked out of the building, was over near there. So I had to walk all the way back up, and it was uphill, and it was slightly raining already, and it's a little bit cold. And I had to do all this and get back up there to be able to get to my car, to be able to throw all this stuff in, to be able to get home. It was definitely not an adventure I want to do again. And we spread all of this mulch, and I am going to have to go back to Menards and pick up more because it didn't get most of it. So I have a lot more mulch. Good God. This evening, we went off to do some shopping. We're cleaning up the house. Our little girl's birthday is next weekend, so we have to make the house look presentable. Well, we went out after doing a bunch of cleaning already today and kind of saying, okay, well, what do we need? What don't we need? And afterwards, my wife says to me, where do you want to go eat? And I'm like, I don't know. What are you in the mood for? She's like, anything. Well, I rattle off two restaurants right away. One, two. She says, no. 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes before. It's like 5 seconds before, she had said, I don't care, anything you want. And now it wasn't. Now, that's just a pet peeve of mine. I mean, why can't people, if they say, I don't care, actually mean it and say, okay, well, whatever. Whereas when I pulled out two restaurants, she's like, nope. So yeah, I didn't get to go to the restaurants that I had initially wanted to, but still had a decent dinner. But I just had to share that with you. Last night, my wife and I had to go off to Target to get some stuff for the yard and everything. Same time as we went through, and she decided she didn't know which restaurant she wanted to go to. Well, we wound up at Target, or Target for some people. And I'm just kind of walking through. I usually kind of break off on my own because what she's looking at completely bores me, and what I would be looking at would completely bore her. I'm walking through, I come up to the CD section, and there's some teenage girls. And this really made me scratch my head, like, why the hell would they be doing this? But it's a Saturday night, and there's these three teenage girls, and they're kind of done up, I guess, in kind of the fashions of today. They kind of look kind of trashy to me, but elegantly trashy, if that makes any sense at all. And no, these are not, like, eventual crushes or anything. They were obviously young, but they're sitting there. And I think most places have these. The little station where you can, like, listen to some music, that's in a rack or something. You push a button and like 30 seconds of a song come on. They're dancing to it. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, what the hell? Why would you be dancing to this? I mean, and getting down. I mean, it wasn't just kind of like swaying to the music. I mean, there was like 80s rock, 90s rock, and they're really getting into it. I was just watching it kind of going, what? Anyway. So, yeah, that's kind of how my evening wound up. Well, I think that's going to wrap up today's show. I know I'm probably running a little bit longer than I have in the past, and probably because of kind of reviewing other shows now, I think that's going to kind of push me a little bit longer. Hope you guys don't mind. I wanted to give an update on to the Frapper map. Actually, it's been pretty active, and the first people on there are Steve and Maureen from Worcester, Massachusetts. That's right. That would be the Wicked Good podcast. They joined on and said, greetings from the heart of New England. So yeah, they're on the map as well now. Also have a couple others. The Gas from Melbourne, Victoria in Australia. That would be Jeff and Adrian, their show. I know I had mentioned it, I believe, last week. And I've been actually listening. I'm fully caught up with their shows. I really do enjoy it. And have one more. Mike from Coffee House To Go. I believe that is another show. Yes, it is coffeehousetogo.com. So definitely check them out. But all three of you, welcome. Also have a couple of emails that have come in this week as well. First one is from Kevin from the Schwagcast. He said, good luck and Vital Podcast Bracket against Kurt Brando. Good show. I voted for you. For those of you who don't remember, the Vital Podcast Bracket is a competition to see who will get a TPS radio slot. They're an internet radio, I believe, and who will get a slot in their program schedule. And there were 20 shows, and I'm up against, oh boy, I can't even remember what show it is. And then this is through round two. It will end on Monday, which is May 1st. So I know that's when I'll find out, am I moving on? Am I not moving on? I don't know. but I'll find that out on Monday. So if you download this on Sunday, please go vote for me. I would really appreciate it. It's at tpsradio.net. Or you can go over to vitalpodcast.com. Both of them have the same link. Go right in and vote for the show. I'd appreciate it. But yeah, Kevin, also, we're not up against each other yet. but there's always that possibility at some point. So he's at Schwagcast. So yeah, give him a vote as well. His show is at schwagcast.com. I actually did get a couple of emails from Adrian from The Gas. He did thank me for giving a shout out on Corby's boards. I kind of float over there from time to time. He sent me his promo. I'm going to actually play that next week, but did want to mention I did get that. And he was asking about the gear that I got. I did send him the link for this package that I got, which was really kind of a sweet thing. He also gave me a couple tips on kind of what to do with the room down here, because it is a full room. I have the full basement, so occasionally you might hear noise in the background, which is like the washer or someone flushes a toilet and goes in a pipe that's like 6 feet from my head right now. I have crap going that close to me. But then again, I am full of crap half the time anyway, so it's pretty pretty fitting, isn't it? Also, he gave me some tips on that as well. And so we were also talking about hosting. I mean, it was a lot of kind of back and forth, which was really cool. One thing I did want to mention is P. Dilly from the podcast Pickle is putting on a new show. His show is going to be, this is mygameshow.com or something along those lines. Definitely check him out at the podcast Pickle. But I'm going to be on the second episode. Kind of Jeopardy-like, almost. I got to remember to call P. Dilly. Just kind of say, hey, Alex. Alex Trebek. just to be a complete. But now that I know I have Skype up and running, I'm testing it out right now, so I'm not going to give out that information just yet. But I do have that up and running, so that's the way I'm going to get on to the game show. And I'm actually really looking forward to it, so I will give you more details next week. I'm sure we're going to be recording in about a week or so. And the final thing is Conrad Slater, who is from Spainfulfilms.co.uk. Well, Conrad, I think if you'll remember, he had given me a really good kind of review on how I was doing with the show. But he was talking about last week, I had mentioned that I had my old computer, and what should I do with it? And He says, whatever you do, don't give the old computer to a relative. You end up having to be tech support if you do it. I turn it into a jukebox media center, as they call them these days. Just shove it in the kitchen or wherever you spend a lot of time. Put iTunes on it, something, and plug it into an amp. Conrad, I would, but thing's broken. There's no way this thing is ever going to really work again. My IDE controller, if you don't know what that is, that's what connects the hard drive to the motherboard. That controller went. There's no way I can actually do either, so I'm still looking for suggestions. I want to kind of do something with it that'll be kind of interesting. I don't think I'm going to follow the Nate and Die path that they did a few months ago when they got rid of their old computer. They threw it off a bridge and nearly hit a boat. And I think that's it. I do not have any voicemails this week. So, yeah, come on. Send me a voicemail. I'd like to physically hear from those of you who are listening. First of all, let me know how I'm doing. Let me know what I should do with that computer. Come on. I have to do something with it. So you could drop me a comment at www.barelypodcasting.com. Leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Or leave me a voicemail at 206-666-2660. Those are the three ways you can reach me right now. Hopefully in the next few weeks, I should be tweaking the website enough that, hey, it might not be what you see now. So if you have any suggestions, I would always appreciate that. Also, let me know how I'm sounding, how I'm physically sounding. Does my voice sound warmer? Does it just not sound as good? Any tweaks? Like I said, I just unpacked this stuff yesterday. And I do know if I am popping my peas, I apologize. I do need a pop filter. But yeah, drop me a line. Leave me a comment, leave me a voicemail. I'd love to hear from each and every one of you who's listening out there. Also, give me a vote at the TPS Radio Podcast-O-Rama. Hopefully we'll be making it into round three. If this is after Monday, round two is done. And if I'm still around, that means I made it to round three. So again, check me out at www.barelypodcasting.com or email me at barely@barelypodcasting.com. Or again, leave me a voice message at 206-666-2660. Until next week, I will catch you later, and have a good week.